Taking a look next at prescription eyewear with Jim LaLuzerne of DePere, Wisconsin. Spent 45 years in the optics industry. He's been president and CEO of five optics-related companies, including the largest optical lab network in the world and the largest U.S. distributor of optical goods to wholesale labs. He's past president of the National Optical Laboratories Association and an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. And just an all-around nice guy as well. Really pleased to have Jim back with us today. He's with us by phone to talk about prescription eyewear, and I hope you'll join in with your questions. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Call us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Jim, welcome back.
Oh, hello, Larry, and hello, audience, and I always enjoy being on the show, so I'm looking forward to a good program today.
I am, too. I tell you what, the last time you were on in June, we talked about what was to be the hot fashion item this summer, which was round sunglasses. Did round sunglasses become a success or not?
Well, as I said at the time, these things are rather flash in the pan, and they might have had a day or a week or a month, but if you take a look at what's being sold, they're probably the same percentage of round frames today as there was before. So I don't think it took over the world.
I don't think so either. I was trying to remember if I'd seen very many, and I just can't recall even seeing a whole lot of them around Madison anyway. Well, the term high-definition vision comes up. You see that once in a while. What does that mean?
Well, I'm going to start with an analogy before I get into it specifically for eyeglasses and vision, and I think it has to do with high-definition television. I think a lot of people can relate to this, and a few years ago, a lot of people said, I don't need high-definition. I'm real happy with my analog TV. It's just fine. It looks great. And then when they started watching high-definition television, they said, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize there was that much difference. And now some of the non-believers before are evangelists for high-definition television because they really noticed the difference. And I think that's true with wearing, or with people's everyday vision as well. And over the years, because I've been in the optical business, I've had people tell me, oh, I don't need glasses, I see just fine. I usually say, well, have you ever had your eyes checked? And they, oh, no, I don't need glasses. Well, eventually they do get them checked, and they get a pair of glasses, and they say, my goodness, is this, they're a big difference.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're missing. They don't know what they didn't have, similar to a high-definition versus standard television. And I do believe there are some people out there that just don't care. They have what they call good enough vision, and they're happy with it. They have a pair of shoes. They're good enough. You know,
yeah.
They got a car, it's good enough. They just don't seem to care. And that's fine. I guess we get to have those choices in life. But a lot of people really do want to and really do appreciate a very crisp, clear vision. And when I say that, I mean that at all distances. And most people have the opportunity to be able to see crisp and clear in the difference in the distance. They can see crisp and clear up close for reading, and they can see anything in between. There's glasses that can provide all of that, and without reflections, because they can get an anti-reflection coating on the lens, and they have that opportunity to see at all distances like that. And when they do have that, if you try to take it away from them, then, of course, they're not very happy. So I guess, in my mind, high-definition vision is the ability to be able to see clear at all distances, not have reflections. You could wear sunglasses if you need to have outdoor protection. You can have polarized lenses. If anybody that's worn polarized lenses and looked in the water when they're fishing or something,
yeah,
that's a higher-definition vision than without that. So it's the ability to see that way and people that really, that's important to. And one area that I think is particularly important is people that like to read a lot. If you sit down and like to sit down for a couple hours and read a book or a magazine or whatever, if you don't have high-definition vision, you may say, well, it's just fine. You're going to get tired a lot quicker. Your eyes are going to be tired. You're probably not going to read as much as you want, or you're going to be saying, okay, that's enough reading. Now I got to go do something different.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that definition. Bill in Bayfield County has a question for you, so I'm going to go turn to Bill here. Bill, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just had my eyes checked, and I went to my local eyeglass shop and ordered my glasses. This is about my fourth pair, but I was wondering about these online glasses services such as Zenni. The prices are really attractive, but I'm wondering there if it's what you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Well, to a great extent, most things in life you get what you pay for. There are people that I know that have used some of those services and say they're very happy with them. These are people, I'm guessing, that do not have unusual prescriptions that are pretty average kinds of prescriptions. A normal part of the prescription does not include what they call a pupillary distance, or PD. It's not a normal part of a prescription. That is supposed to be done by the dispenser, and these people online people are acting as the dispenser. They have no way of taking that measurement. So that's one thing that they can't do for you. If you had an old PD, that usually doesn't change on people, so you might be able to use an old PD if you happen, or pupillary distance if you had that. You also don't get to try on the frame, and many people know that you put on one frame that looks the same as another, and one feels really good on your face and the other one does not. I don't really know how you can get past that personal attention that's needed for fitting a pair of eyeglasses. You know, if you get a pair of shoes, a size 10 and a half is within a certain manufacturer is probably pretty consistent. The sizes are not consistent on frames. They fit different even though they're measured the same way. So I just don't think it's going to be a very rewarding experience, although I do hear some people claim that they've been happy with it.
All right. There you have it, Bill. Thank you for calling. Frank in Onalaska, it's your turn. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Question for the doctor. I just had my eyes checked. It was in follow-up to a problem that I had with, I guess, the coating on my lenses. And so my question is the pros and cons of lens material, glass, plastic, I guess it's polycarbonate, and how long the glasses should last, particularly the coating. As I say, the doctor suggested that, you know, the failure of this lens coating, you know, in about two and a half years was not normal. The lab technician or the optical technician suggested that since the warranty is only a year old, that glasses should be replaced just about every year. And I just found that incredible. So what's your advice on lens and lens coating selections and whether I really got a premature failure of this coating?
2.5 years, I wouldn't call that premature, but let me just begin by saying there's a number of different underlying materials that are used that eyeglasses are made out of. Polycarbonate is probably the most common today. Glass lenses are very uncommon. I think just a couple percent of all glasses today are made out of glass lenses. The plastic material that was used for years is called CR39. That's still around in various forms. In addition to that, most lenses have, not all, but most have an anti-scratch coating on them to make them more scratch-resistant. And different companies have different warranties for how long that scratch-resistant coating is good for. 1 to 2 years is pretty typical in the industry for coatings on that. I do believe that some companies might have longer ones. Some companies actually offer a paid-for warranty in addition to that, where for an extra so many dollars, they will guarantee it for life or whatever. A normal prescription, because a pair of glasses, you know, your eyes change, frames wear out. So a couple years is probably what they normally expect for the life of a pair of glasses. Now, in addition to that, how people take care of them has an awful lot to do with the longevity of those coatings. And I know some people treat them like eyeglasses, like a piece of jewelry, and they're very careful what they do with them. other people throw them on the ground, throw them on the countertop, grab anything to wipe the surface clean with it. Don't worry about grit and dirt on the lens. And, of course, those aren't going to last as long. So, you know, I guess my advice would be when you buy something, you ask what the warranty on it is, and then you know what you're going to get.
Hmm. There you have it, Frank. Thank you very much. I think I've got a two-year warranty on mine, and I've got a scratch developed on one of my lenses, so I'm probably going to take advantage of that change, even though I've been really, I thought I'd been really careful.
But, Larry, I've got the same thing. I'm very, very careful with my glasses, and yet every now and then I find something on it, and I'm some I think might be my fault, and some I think gremlins come in the night and do it. But yes, take them back. I know that the places are happy to make you happy.
Yeah. Jim LaLuzerne of DePere, Wisconsin, our guest today, optics specialist. We're talking with him about prescription eyewear and certainly looking forward to your questions and comments here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Happy to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here talking prescription eyewear today with Jim LaLuzerne of DePere, Wisconsin, 45 years in the optics industry. Really pleased to have him with us today to talk about your glasses, prescription glasses. We have lots of questions. I know we have questions about prescription glasses darkening. There are about a question about glasses for a child. So another person has some nightmares with glasses. She has, and I'm sure we'll hear about those as well. And we'd like to hear from you. So if you have a question about prescription eyewear, I hope you'll join us. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Call us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. We'll be back with Jim right after this look at the news. We're talking prescription eyewear today here on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here with my guest Jim LaLuzerne of DePere, Wisconsin, 45 years in the optics industry. He is past president of the National Optics Labs Association, inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. Really pleased to have him with us once again to talk about prescription eyewear. And lots of callers online, so I'm going to take us right to the phones and to Marcy in Hayward, who's been waiting a while. Marcy, hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I do a little torch work, in other words, lamp work, making beads and so forth. I do wear prescription glasses. Is there a place you can send glasses like that to get coated so they're safe for using in that type of situation?
I'm not sure. What kind of glasses are they?
Well, my glasses are just regular prescription glasses.
But what? Tell us again how you use them.
Okay, it's called lamp working. It's glass work. You work with a torch. You melt glass.
Oh, you work with a torch in glass.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. I understand now. I'm sorry. I know what you're asking now. I just missed it before. My apologies. Most glass blowers use a lens that's made out of a particular type of glass lens material called didymium. Mm-hmm. And it's made specifically for glass blowers, and it absorbs the light rays that the glass torch gives off so that you protect your eyes from that. And didymium lens material can be used to make a prescription lens. And usually when they do that, they instead of making a bifocal, they're worn just for this use. The lenses are designed for the distance that you would be doing your torch work. And I'm just making a guess, but I'm thinking maybe 16, 18 inches, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so you would ask, you know, your eye doctor dispenser to get you a pair of lenses that are made specifically for that. And the type of glass is didymium. It's not a coating. It's actually the lens material itself. Now, you could also wear your regular prescription glasses, and you can get coverall glasses that are made for different wavelengths of light, and they would have to get a pair specifically made for that purpose. And that would be a pair of glasses that would fit over the top of your prescription glasses, and the lenses that fit over the top would be have no power in them, but they would protect your eyes from that light.
All right. Didymium.
Okay.
Didymium, yes.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Nikki in Minocqua, your turn. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. My daughter is 8 years old and wears glasses, and she started wearing them when she was 6. And I don't wear glasses, so I didn't really know how to do it. When she first got her prescription, I thought I had to get her glasses at the expensive optical shop right next to the optician's office, and ended up spending like $270 on her first pair of glasses, which she promptly lost within 1 week. And then since then, I've gotten her really cheap glasses, which always break, and or she loses them. And I guess my question is what type of glasses you would recommend for a child, you know, a normal active child who, you know,
sure,
breaks her glasses a lot. And then also, but something that's also affordable and not just off the deep end expensive, because she loses them a lot. And that really leads to my other question, which is, you know, I don't even know how to clean a pair of glasses, and I don't know how to teach her to care for her glasses.
All right, well, let me try a couple questions here. First of all, I sympathize with your situation because I've had kids, and I understand their lack of understanding the importance of how they take care of their glasses, and I've experienced a lot of lost glasses myself. So first of all, most children are wearing single-vision lenses, and the good news is those are a lot less expensive than multifocals. Now, I'm assuming that's an assumption on my part, but I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
And that most companies also have, or many companies have, what they call a children's package or whatever, which includes a warranty, and many times even a couple years, against breakage. Now, most of them do not cover it against loss, and from a breakage standpoint, at least you could say, if I could get a, we talked a few minutes ago about warranties, these warranties cover the frame as well as the lenses. So as long as you can find a part of the glasses, you can, I'm hoping that you can do that. And I know that there's a lot of places that offer these children's packages, and so I would ask about that. And the good news is that most of the places, particularly if they're doing single-vision lenses where they don't have to take some particular measurements, can provide a good pair of glasses for your child, and you can feel comfortable that you've got a good quality pair of glasses. And I would look around a little bit to see where they had a warranty. As far as cleaning the glasses, it's the same thing whether it's children's glasses or adult's glasses. At least once a day, they should be rinsed off in the same water temperature that you would put your hands in. You don't want it too hot because you might get a thermal shock that might cause a problem. You don't want it too cold, just whatever's comfortable for washing your hands. Rinse the lenses off with that, and that gets any grit or dirt that happens to be on the glasses and rinses it away before you wipe them dry to clean them. You can use a little bit of dish detergent on there. It's safe to do that. It's not required, but if there's a little bit of oil on there, sometimes that helps get it off. And so I would suggest, I think you said it's your daughter, I would try to teach her to do that, and then maybe tie a string to them so she doesn't lose my I can't help you much with that one, but maybe if she understood the importance of them, you might hang on to them a little bit more.
Okay.
Good luck.
Can I ask a quick follow-up question?
Sure.
The durability. I remember seeing a type of glasses that were almost like made of rubber.
The frames?
Twist them and bend them and they don't break.
There are a number of frames that are made to be extra durable. They've got some that are actually nylon. That might be the ones that you're thinking of. I don't know any that I've seen that are actually rubber, but I know they have some nylon ones. There's some metal ones that have memory in the metal that springs back. If it's a child's frame, many of these are designed for extra duty. And, again, if you get a warranty on it, I mean, I know you don't want to break it, but if it is broken, the warranty would stand behind the frame as well. So I would talk to the people that you go to and just say, look, I need something extra durable. I want a good warranty. And if it's just, you know, if you wanted to get one like that, I'm sure you can find those.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Just Jim Packard had handed me a news item, a news story about eyewear that just was out, and the Vision Council, it's an trade organization of the optical manufacturers and supplier industry, is talking about fall, eyewear for fall, and the terms that they're using for eyeglasses or eyewear this fall are sleek, drama, bold, iconic, retro, and of all things, tough. Going back to what Nikki was saying. So that's what they're saying for fall. Susan in Bristol, it's your turn. Hi, Susan.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you very much. This is very serendipitous for me that you are having this program, because I've been discussing with a bunch of my friends recently the problems I've had in getting the right kind of eyewear, and I'm middle-aged, so my vision continues to change, and the older I get, the more I find that they seem to have no idea on how to actually diagnose what my prescription actually is. Sometimes I've fallen off of a curb because I felt like I was 10 feet tall. I asked for trifocals because I tried a friend of mine's glasses on one time, and it was beautiful. It was like it was a whole new world out there. And I said, this is what I have to get, is I have to get trifocals. And I went in, I asked them for trifocals. Instead, they gave me some kind of graduated lens thing that I could never get used to, and I tried and I tried, and then my dog ate them anyway. So they like something in the smell of that plastic. I'm not sure what it is, but I could never get used to them either. So, I've been misdiagnosed as far as my vision is concerned a number of times, and I put them on, and I'm like, I can't see anything. And how do I ensure that I really get a good examination to make sure they've got my prescription correct? And that they understand exactly what I'm talking about, because I want trifocals. I don't want those graduated things because it just made me dizzy and I could not get used to them.
Well, a couple things. First of all, the progressive lens that you're talking about, I see so many people that are so happy with those that my guess is that if they were the right brand and fit properly, that you could be happy with those. And I think that it's, you know, from a personal standpoint, I think it's a much better solution than trifocals. I've worn trifocals, I've worn progressives, I've worn just about everything known to man at one time or another. And for the great majority of people, a progressive lens of the right brand, again, there's probably 30 or 40 different companies that make them, and there are probably 20 of those that make a very good quality product, and there's 10 that don't. And so, number one, you have to get a good brand. And number two, they have to be fit properly. And the fitting means there's measurements that the dispenser takes when you go in there. But also, the frame has to be presented in front of the face in the correct way. So if the glasses are sliding down your nose, and then the optics are not in the right place, and then you fall off the curb. But that would be true if you had trifocals as well. Now, there are a number of people that, you know, a very small number, but some people that just are not comfortable with that.
I couldn't adjust to it. I could not. I had them regrind and remake the lenses three times, and it didn't work for me. I tried my friend's trifocals on, it was perfect.
Well, the trifocals give you three distinct areas of vision. They have the upper half of the lens is all distance vision, and it's identified specifically for the distance. And the bottom segment, and it's usually like a D-shaped segment on the bottom with the curved part of the D on the bottom and the top part of the D on the top. That's for the very bottom part. That's for reading, and that would be set for 14, 16 inches of reading distance. And then between that, there is a segment or a piece of the lens that's maybe, 10 or 12 millimeters wide, depending on the kind you get. And that power in that strip is for the intermediate, and that would be things that are just beyond arm's length that you might want to look at. And if, you know, if you find that that's what you want, people, you know, we still sell a very small percentage of the multifocal lenses, but there are still people that use trifocals. And if, you know, you're not happy with the dispenser that you're going to, you know, go find somebody else that will give you what you want.
Give you what you want, yeah.
It's not an impossible, you know, request.
I have to tell you that I've tried the progressive lenses. I went to one place, and I had just an awful experience. I mean, I just couldn't get them to work. And then I went to another place, and I couldn't be happier with my progressive lenses. They're just wonderful. So,
May I ask one follow-up question here? Because I know this has been the problem at least three times when I've gone out and gotten new glasses. Is I know that the testing of my vision wasn't done correctly. It was done too quickly. And I could see that they were pushing me toward, this one looks better than this, right? This looks better. No, so like, no, let me make up my mind what looks better than what. I felt like I was pushed toward a certain prescription, and they just wanted to make the glasses and throw me out.
Well, unfortunately, that can happen, and the solution is to find somebody different to go to.
Yeah.
It's that same way any kind of a product that you buy. And the good news is, there's many, many choices out there, and you might have to drive a little distance if depending on where you live, but there's lots of choices out there.
Good luck, Susan. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. Let's turn to Michelle in Cambridge next. Michelle, hello. Oh, let's try that again. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much.
What can we do for you?
I have a question more about frame fit. I have a very narrow nose and have a problem with my glasses sliding a little bit, which I can deal with. But the thing that bothers me a little bit more, and this may be just kind of a universal eyeglass thing that you just kind of have to deal with, but the back part of the side piece of the frame seems to rub and give me a really nice little indentation behind my ear, one side more than the other. But is that just something that's typical of eyeglass wearers, or is that something I should probably address next time I get a new pair of frames?
Well, I would go back to where you got them today or tomorrow and ask them to adjust it. Now, does the frame that you have right now have adjustable nose pads on them, or is it a fixed...
They do, and I've had them adjusted several times, and it's pretty versatile. It's been all the frames I've had for, you know, the last probably 10, 15 years, no matter what style, those pads, I have to adjust them so they're pretty tight and they stay where they need to be. And I think after a while, they start to kind of relax a little and they
slide. Well,
I
wear glasses too. I adjust mine on a regular basis. But one of the things that, well, first of all, the adjustable nose pads are almost a necessity for many people. If you have a very large, prominent bridge, you know, a regular frame without nose pads might sit on there well. But children, especially, they usually don't have much of a bridge. Other people have that same kind of configuration, and you really do need adjustable nose pads, and that allows a lot of adjustment. And myself, my nose was broken years ago. My nose isn't symmetrical. And I can't wear a standard frame because they are symmetrical, so I need adjustable nose pads that I can adjust them accordingly. Now, the temple, the side piece or the temple, is supposed to sit behind the ear and not be held on by side pressure into your head, but is supposed to be held on by actually kind of hooking behind your ear so that if it starts to come forward, hooks on your ear rather than being squeezed against the side of your head. And sometimes people get the temple isn't long enough that it can't get around far enough to hook on the back of your ear. So they compensate for that by putting more side pressure. And the more side pressure they put, the more it hurts your ear. It also, I always call it like a watermelon seed. You know, if you squeeze hard enough, it pushes it forward. The actual pressure can push the glasses forward. So there's a real, you know, first of all, the frame has to be, and the temple has to be the right size. And secondly, they got to hit that kind of a magic spot that's tight enough but not too tight. You know, it sounds like your dispenser is trying to help you find that spot. And maybe you need to, next time you get a pair of glasses, make sure that those temples are long enough that they can actually get around enough of your ear to hook onto it.
Yeah.
No easy answer there.
No easy answer.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, though.
Thanks, Michelle. Ron in Dubuque says his eyeglass dispenser person told him that his regular non-sunglasses are also protected from UV rays. Could that be correct?
Absolutely, and most of them are. The UV rays are invisible, and therefore they can filter them out without making the lens look dark. Polycarbonate lenses by themselves filter out 100% of ultraviolet lenses. Transitioned lenses, which are the kind that variable tint that get darker, filter out 100% even when they're not dark, when they're clear.
Mm-hmm.
And regular older style plastic lenses, many of those were made in such a way that they would also filter it out. So yes, it is possible, and most of the higher quality prescription eyeglasses do filter out ultraviolet just in their clear state. And some people have a hard time understanding that because they say, well, they're not tinted. Well, they are absorbing that lens, and if you could see ultraviolet lens, they would look dark, but they're not.
Ed in Dodgeville, your turn. Hi, Ed.
Okay, I got a new question now. Polycarbonate lenses. When I went down to Florida with a buddy of mine, we were bike riding last year.
Okay.
He had raccoon eyes, and I didn't, and I had polycarbonate glasses, and it really worried me. So what you just said, it will, a polycarbonate lens, a plastic lens, will filter out 100% UV?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
now,
that's way cool.
It doesn't filter out, the visible light, which might make you, be too bright for you, and in that case, you need to have a colored lens to stop the visible light from coming through. But a polycarbonate lens in and of itself does filter out 100% of UV.
Okay, so then my other question was, you were talking about the gal, a couple people before me, trifocals, progressive lenses. I can't read a map anymore. I've got bifocals. I tried that trifocal, or I tried the progressive thing, and it seemed like it was set so low in the frame. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question. Now, and Larry said that he went to one guy and another guy. You said there were 30 to 40 manufacturers of lenses.
Of different lens styles.
Okay.
And then there's hundreds of laboratories that can make them and thousands of dispensers that can dispense them. So got a lot of combinations there.
So can a person look up online different qualities?
Different quality. How do you find a good one?
Well,
and we only have 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to say the originator and still the innovator in progressive lenses is a company called Varilux.
Varilux.
V-A-R-I-L-U-X. And they do have a website, and all of their product lines are among the best, if not the best. So that's my quick answer.
All right. Jim, thank you so much. You'll come back again?
I'd be happy to.
I really appreciate it. Jim LaLuzerne of De Pere, Wisconsin, our guest here as we talk with him about prescription eyewear. He does a great job, and I'm really pleased to have him with us. He'll be back. On tomorrow's program, the return of the Vicars of Vegetables. Professors Jim Nienhuis and Erwin Goldman join us. That's tomorrow on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Stay with us. Lots in store here on the net.